so on the front six, right side for the right field. That ball is out of here. Yeah.
Well, they run it up the gut with Giannis. 50 gets a block. He's up the middle. The 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown.
You're listening to WSJP, the St. Joe's Prep Student Broadcasting Club Radio, and the voice of all things prep.
Your St. Joe's Prep Hawks are state champions!
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Broadusville, Pennsylvania. I'm Simon Williams, and you're listening to WSJP, the St. Joseph's Prep Student Broadcasting Club radio station, only on blogtalkradio.com/WSJP. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at SJP Broadcasting for information regarding every broadcast, and at SJP Prep for support for the live scores and stats from every prep game. We're live at Pleasant Valley High School in Broadusville for the first round of the CIAA 6A State Championship Tournament for the St. Joe's Prep Hawks face the Northampton Concrete Kids. At this time, I'd like to welcome in my color analyst, John Liu. John, how are you?
Simon, I'm doing great here. We got a great matchup between the kids and the Hawks in the first round of the state playoffs. And the Hawks playing in a unique system right here, fighting for that state championship for the first time in a couple years.
St. Joe's Prep holds a 19-8 record heading into this one. Most recently taking care of business against Frankfort High School in the PIAA District 12 6A play-in game, coming away with a 55-4 final. In that matchup, the Hawks were led by Kyle Thompson, the senior point guard, 23 points. 13 came from sophomore Trevor Wall. 8.5 rebounds and 6 assists came from the senior Terry Skinnell. 6.6 rebounds and 7 blocks came from the big man Ed Crosby. Outside of Kyle Thompson's performance, it was a well-balanced night for the Hawks. A big storyline in that matchup was the loss of junior captain Jay Harrison, who was out with an ankle injury today. John, what about the Northampton Concrete Kids?
Yeah, the Northampton Concrete Kids come into this game with an 18-8 overall record, most recently losing against East Stroudsburg South on Monday night, 60-50 in the District 11 championship game. Number one seed, East Stroudsburg was in control for the whole game, starting with the game off with a 15-2 run that lasted the whole first quarter. Before the K-Kids could get a bucket to fall, they went on an abysmal run of 3 fouls, 6 misses, 3 turnovers, and a timeout called. Even though South kept a well-paced advantage the whole game, 3-point plays kept the kids in it. As 3 players knocked down three threes, accounting for over half of the team's points. It was the first District 11 championship appearance for either school in almost 25 years. ESS took home a win in 1994, but the NHS, you have to come back to 1973 for the first time to the trip to the district finals.
This season, though, Northampton is led by senior guard Aiden Elwood, with a team high 17 last week, a second highest total in the game. Fellow seniors Corey Weisenberger and big man Mike Torres, as well as sophomore guard Spencer Cole, round out the main contention. Now, today's game, as you mentioned, John, is all about state. These have implications across the state of Pennsylvania as the winner of today's game advances to the second round, which will be played on Wednesday, March 14th, against the winner of District 1 tournament champion Abington High School and District 3's 6th-seeded Harrisburg High School. Time and location, TBD. So at this time, I'd like to mention, follow us on Twitter at SJP Broadcasting and at SJP Prep Sports for live scores and stats. From every prep game, those teams making their way onto the court. They think those prep wearing their maroon jerseys with white accents and black numbers. And Hampton wearing their white jerseys with orange letters and numbers with the black accented trim. Now, John, as we get starters announced, let's run down the starters for St. Joe's Prep and Northampton. John, what about St. Joe's Prep?
For the Hawks, number 5, point guard Darius Kinnell. Number 1, shooting guard Kyle Thompson. Number 22, guard/forward Trevor Wall. Number 11, forward Dave Arizin. And leading it off, will be number 13 center, Ed Croswell.
For Northampton at the guard position, you'll have Spencer Cole, shooting guard, number 10, Aiden Elwood. At that small forward position, you've got the captain, Gordon Weisenberg, rocking number 12 tonight. Zachary Green, number 1, power forward position, and Mike Torres, taking the man in the low block for Northampton, number 32. So as both of us are preparing for the national anthem, we're going to pause just a few moments and keep it locked right here for St. Joe's Prep versus Northampton High School.
Enjoying the golden voices of the best crew in radio. WSJP,
and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Broadsville, Pennsylvania. We're at Pleasant Valley Heights. I'm Simon by John. As we are here at Pleasant Valley for the IAA first round championship tournament. Both teams are getting announced today. In their away jerseys, the visiting team. In this contest, Northampton, John, you talked about the ties East Stroudsburg, Southville. Number one seed in that tournament was East Stroudsburg, and they ended up winning the whole thing. And even though they lost, they got 6-2 today against St. Joe's Prep.
Yeah, you know, with St. Joe's Prep, it has to come to the game coming off as they did last week against Frankfurt. They moved the ball around very good, very easily. They had a performance that Rudy Mars was able to build backup plays on, and that's why they were able to bring guys from the bench like Chris Harris and Dick O'Connell off the bench to come into the game. But if St. Joe's Prep wants to win this game, they're going to have a big game out of the duo in the top at Kyle Thompson and Darius Kennell.
Well, Kyle Thompson certainly showed up last time. 3 points for the senior captain. His co-captain, Darius Kennell, a first-team all-captain selection this year, had a quiet performance of 8 points, but added 5 rebounds and 6 assists today. He averaged 6 points on the day. Now, these guys, Kyle Thompson, Darius Kennell, the two 1,000 points on the team. The 13th and 14th 1,000-point scores of CTO's Prep history. They man the offense. They run the offense. Give them a lot of flexibility.
They do, Simon. Darius Kittle and Kyle Thompson have so much skill to their style of game. They can build around – the team can be built around by their skill itself. They're able to do plays that Speedy Morris doesn't really draw up on the playbook, on the script, on the clipboard around the – table, but they can just with their skill, they can form stuff, and hopefully that can help them get into this game today.
That is certainly the case as St. Joe's Prep makes their way onto the court, and they will send out Ed Croswell for the tip. As usual, Northampton takes it home, and they're starting things off today in this BIAA 6A first round. With it now, Aiden Elwood pulls up the lefty from three. No good. Starting it off on offense. They missed the bucket. So 0 for 1. Northampton can't draw first blood on the first shot of the game. Darius Kittle crosses the court. Wants the motion to get the curl up from Zephyr. Instead, he goes to Barrett and out the wall. Back left to Kittle. pivots with his right and get on the corner. Think again, almost loses it. They go to Gabe Arison to the top. That's pass back to Kittle. Very well by Gula. Passes to the left to Trevor Wall. Up to Arison on top. Two dribbles, one in. It goes up. No good for Darius Kittle. Right hand layup attempt swatted out of bounds. It remains St. Joe's Prep ball.
You know, yeah. And you know, Simon, St. Joe's Prep has to have a big game out of Ed Croswell. Last week against Frankfurt, he was in double digits with rebounds just in the first half. And that was a big key to their success against the Pioneers.
Down the baseline, but right foot. Try to find Cal Thompson cross court pass. It'll be a turnover first of the game. And instead, on the other end, gets a steal. No good. Foul
number
32.
Hawks moving their way around, being defended by a couple kid defenders, but the foul will go against Northampton as Gabe Arison gets ready for the inbound pass. Arison coming back off a game, not playing last week's District 12 game against Kinnell, moving his way through midcourt right now in the Hawks. He takes the deep three. Darius Kittle with the three, and it's good. St. Joe's Prep up 5-0 with 6:10 remaining in the first quarter. All right. Northampton moving their way through. Ed Croswell defending number 10, Aiden Elwood.
St. Joe's Prep lead only two.
Darius Kittle at the perimeter. He's on the wall. Gabe Arison for three. Can't match on the other end. Rebound by Cole. Elwood with it. Crossover move. No good. Darius Kittle quickly picks the rebound, drives the other end, sends it into a depth for Wall. Loose ball. Crossover with it. Man's up. Right hand layup. It's Wall. Croswell gets his first couple of points on the night. And Elwood with it. Triple to his right, cross court again to Cole. Pump fake guarded by Thompson. Up to the top of the key. Sends it to his right. Elwood with it. Guarded well by Kennel. A little bit of motion on the low block for Northampton. Gets a screen. Rolls to his left. Dishes to Torres, who puts one up. Can't make the layup. Guarded well by Wall. Croswell steps in. A block by Arison, helping edit things out. As Ed Croswell picks up the loose ball, St. Joe's Prep has a 7-3 lead after a nice defensive stop. Thompson to Kittle exchange passes. Go to the left by Wall. Back up to Kittle. Top. Over to Thompson. His three is blocked. Gets the miss. And it's fouled. Mike Torres will be charged with the foul. Tyrese Brandon sets a check in for Torres. It's his second foul. Gabe Arison will inbound on the baseline. Then it's the Croswell on the near side. And over to Thompson, who puts one up and gets a nice little spin move layup to fall. St. Joe's Prep with a 9-3 lead. And Tyrese Brandon with it. Back up to Elwood at the top. Calling out some signals. He wants a screen from Brandon. He gets on the right side. Kittle still steps through it. The three knocks it down the left. He buries a tray to make St. Joe's Prep lead only three.
Kendall with it. Exchanges passes there and around the perimeter to Wall. Feeds it into Big Ed. Caught on a mismatch by Brandon. Spins to his left end length. Puts it out, commit. Big Ed Croswell puts down a left hand layup. Nice look on the inside for Big Ed.
And that's something that St. Joe's Prep is going to have to work in today if they want to beat and go advance in the state playoffs. They're going to have to work Croswell in the paint and get to the basket and put that extra point around the post.
A floater attempt on Gabe Harrison does it fall, but a foul will be charged. First shot is good for Weisberger. St. Joe's Prep still holds the lead, even after the second one gets knocked down as well. That's Weisenberger's 2 points, his early contribution to go a long way for the Concrete Kids today. Thompson goes to the baseline, and he steps out of bounds again. St. Joe's Prep having some trouble on the baseline today.
Yeah, you know, Kyle Thompson just tried to draw a foul against the kids, but he couldn't get it. But it's a turnover for the Hawks, and that's something that St. Joe's Prep is going to have to fix in their game today, because turnovers have been a big thing that they haven't been able to handle all season.
Weisenberger rolls up, sends it into Elwood, curling right side of the lane for the left-hand layup. Gets a nice spinning move to fall. Nice look for number 10. He has 8 points on the day. Shot off the pass, the kick hit by Elwood, goes in the lane. Nice acrobatic layup, falls back-to-back points. Scored by Elwood. The Kutztown University commit gives Northampton their first lead of the game. Harrison calling out signals. He gets some motion from Wall. They work it around the perimeter to Kyle Thompson. And Crossbow wants it at the high block, but Darius Kinnell then feeds him to the low side, and Crossbow go up with a foul called. So Crossbow can head to the line. Fourth foul for Northampton early on.
And in last week against Frankfurt, Croswell was 2-for-3 from the line, but just drawing the fouls for Croswell for the Hawks and getting to the line was one of their key successes in that game.
First one rims in and out. First free throw attempt for Big Ed. And he knocked down the second of two for an ever-important free throw. And he goes rep tied with Northampton at 12. 140 remains in the first quarter. Pass to Elwood with a bounce at the top. Coming around. We're doing a lot of perimeter stuff here today. Chris Harrison in for St. Joe's Prep, checked in after the foul. And Jerry Kittle will draw a foul on Tyree Brandon. Off ball foul. Darius Kinnell, the beneficiary of that call.
That's just one thing, Simon, that Darius Kinnell does so good in the style of play. It's one of his skills that he has. He draws the foul early and gets the other team in foul trouble, and they have to take out their best guys in that when it happens.
Harrison would look on the outside, but it says it was a Big Ed. He backs his way onto a triple team.
Sends out Trevor Wall, who splashes the three from the top of the key. Trevor Wall.
They call him straight Trevor, and he knocks it down. 3 points for the sophomore. Joe's Prep, a three-point lead.
Wall's worked and grown into a position that Speedy Morris can use as their sixth man early on in the season. He's moved into the starting line just because of what he's shown there, Simon. This guy has a bright future in the Hawks, for the Hawks program.
And a pass is tipped in the low block, but instead, nice look from Weisenberg. Gets 2 points on the board. Right-hand hook shot on Gabe Arizin. Picked up a fumbled pass and made good of it. Still at the top. Northampton spreading their man defense. 20 seconds remain in the first quarter of play. So with 16 now, Kennel dribbles to his left. Speeds it into Big Ed. Pumps it. Oh, and gets fouled. He's hit on the head. He's hit as Brandon is falling down on the pump fake. Ed suffered a concussion earlier this season, so certainly not the brightest of signs. He doesn't appear to be too startled or too rough a little bit, but he's heading to the line and going to shoot a couple. This is the first. And second doesn't win in either with 10 seconds left. Brandon picks the rebound. Northampton's running in the fast break. They hand it to Elwood. Left-hand hook shot to the ball. Brandon goes up and is fouled on the way up. He took the second chance opportunity and it draws a foul with it. Still at the line and shoots it as well.
And that's something that St. Joe's Prep did not want to happen, as Gabe Arizona now has two fouls in the game. And he's a typical player for St. Joe's Prep to get into foul trouble. And if they get on one of their big guys, their leaders, one of their captains on the team in foul trouble just in the first half time, St. Joe's Prep could find himself in a bad situation.
So Brandon dribbles with his left hand and shoots the free throw.
Knocks down the second. Barry Seattle with 1 second left. Puts up a half-court shot. It's over the top of the backboard. But it doesn't help his three-point percentage too much. But still, St. Joe's Prep has a nice-looking offensive set in the first quarter. 15-15 the score. We're going to take a quick breather from WSGP. And we return the rest of the first half action from Pleasant Valley High School.
I just like the sound.
Welcome back, Director of Communications and proud moderator of WSJP, the voice of St. Joseph's Prep.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Pleasant Valley High School. I'm Simon Lynn, joined by John Liuzzi. You're listening to WSJP, St. Joe's Prep Student Broadcasting Club Radio, only on blogtalkradio.com/WSJP. Two St. Joe's Prep players have 5 points, and they're the leading scorers for the Hawks. On the other end, Aiden Elwood has 10 Northampton Concrete kids. Nicholas Reptoni with it on offense. Darius still with it. Passes right back to Trevor Wall. Attempts a three. Blast in the face of Elwood. Trevor Wall knocks out his second three of the game on two attempts. Great way to start the second quarter for the Hawks.
And no, St. Joe's Prep's Trevor Wall, Simon. This guy could be one of their kryptonites and one of their sneaky players if they make it so far in the state tournament.
On the other end, Chris Harrison tries to look for a three of his own. It's tipped off the rebound from the far side and we go out of bounds. So Northampton ball on the far baseline. Darius Kinnell going to stick Elwood on a man-to-man. They're pulling up in the press. 7 minutes and 10 seconds. The one-on-one ISO at the top right now. Crosswell helped out with a double team. Just for a moment.
Elwood's going to be that one player that St. Joe's Prep is just going to have to stop scoring in this game. He leads the kids with 10 points, and this guy can only get some more up.
Tyler Gilliard starting the second quarter for Northampton in place of Torres. Josh Smith checks in and knocks down a couple first bucket of the day for the seventh man. St. Joe's Prep advantage is only one. Trevor Wall on the near side, three-point line. Up to the top there, and then Chris that is, goes to his left to Kyle Thompson. Two-step right-hand lay, foul call, doesn't make the shot. But he'll end the line and try and knock down a couple.
Kyle Thompson being one of the best free-throw shooters on the Hawks team this season, he can put two up right now, Simon. St. Joe's Prep could find themselves in a better breathing situation when the kids get the ball back.
to be Thompson's first and second attempt from the line today. And the first one hits the first little bit of the rim, but can't seem to find the bottom of the net. He gets the second one to fall, though. The St. Joe's Prep with a 2-point lead, thanks. Thompson free throw. He gets 3 points on the day. Gillier with it. On wall. That's what is right to Eisenberger. Guarded by Chris Harrison, who's had some nice minutes today. The Hawks. Darius Kinnell takes a pass and knocks it out of bounds. Good defensive awareness for the former transfer. Billy Elwood inbounding right in front of our booth here today. You don't see the jumping jacks to hop block him. Playing good defense on the lefty. Versus the top. It's Gilliard with it. Hits the low bucket. Boswell feels it. He thought about taking it himself, but instead gives the chance to Darius Kinnell. Swing to his left of the wall. Sends it to Thompson. Corner three. The real KP puts it down. Nice look in the corner. St. Joe's Prep has reached the 20-point mark here in the second quarter of play.
When Kyle Thompson just gets going, Simon, St. Joe's Prep finds himself in a better position. And when that Kyle Thompson keeps on going with the three-pointers, St. Joe's Prep can rely on the senior.
Cole puts down a three in the other end, and he gets his first 3 points of the day. And just like that, St. Joe's Prep leads only two. Croswell throwing away the double team in the low post. But sends out to Thompson. Left to Kinnell. He works in a high-low action. Back over to Wall. Three-pointer, no good. Elwood thought about a fast break and decides to take it himself. The pitch out for three. No good for Cole. Croswell takes it himself. He spin moves into the lane, tries the Euro step, misses the layup. Wall, second chance is good. Croswell tried to get too fancy, but Wall helped him out on the second chance opportunity. And Trevor Wall is putting up a nice night today. Aiden Elwood says, you know what? I can do a little bit better than that. And knocks down a three on the near side. Aiden Elwood has been superb today for Northampton. Kyle Thompson with a nice look on the other side, keeping St. Joe's Prep up by three. As Northampton's been keeping up with St. Joe's Prep on the offensive and defensive end. They're going to call a foul on Big Ed as Harrison and Jacob O'Connell check back in. O'Connell's first couple of looks here today on the court. St. Joe's Prep give Croswell a chance to rest. Not to worry about the foul.
O'Connell does not really play much in the Hawks game this season, but he's somebody that St. Joe's Prep is going to have to rely on next year when Croswell goes to the foul.
Elwood goes down to the right side of the baseline and puts a left-hand layup in. Nice look. As Kinnell loses on the other end, tries to fumble with it, sends it out to Trevor Wall. Good idea from Darius. Right hand, two and score for Trevor Wall. They'll take the two to go. Without Trevor Wall, St. Joe's Prep would be without much help on the offensive end. And he is the leading scorer with 10 points, the Hawks. Center Cole guarded by Thompson. Bounce pass to Elwood. Pump fake for three. Behind the back dribble. Pull up. Elwood with a three. And we're all knotted up at 28.
Elwood already has 18 points so far, Simon, just in this first half. And we still have 3 minutes to play in the second quarter. But Sancho Cup is definitely going to stop him in the second half.
And O'Connell feeds, the wall doesn't fall. After the fourth made three by Elwood. Elwood with it, guarded by Kinnell this time. Pulls up from three and again knocks it down on the elbow, extended. As that'll force Petey Morris to take a timeout. Big Randy on the sideline saying, hey, slow down guys, we got this. But St. Joe's Prep certainly needs to regroup as they move the lead with 2:46 remaining in the quarter.
You know, Simon, St. Joe's Prep just has to stop Elwood and get better in the defensive side. They're doing all the things right on offense. They're just having maybe a couple layups here and there that they have to clean up on, But Elwood is one player that St. Joe's Prep is going to have to figure out and stop in the second half. He just reminds me of a Jalen Brunson for Villanova. Brunson, when he's going with the three-pointers, he's just unstoppable, and Elwood is just doing that same thing for the kids today.
The winner of this game will face Abington or Harrisburg, as mentioned in the open. But as the loser of this game, gets ready for spring break. 2:44 remains in the clock. Second quarter of play here from Pleasant Valley. Trevor Wall with it. Started by Elwood. Sends it up to Arizin. Gabe, that is. Throws this left to Kyle Thompson. We charge with a carry. Kyle Thompson a little reckless with the ball, and we charge with a turnover.
That'll be Thompson's third turnover on the day. Fifth team overall for St. Joe's Prep.
He did not like that call at all at the other end. He was looking a little surprised with that. But still, he's got to play defense at the other end. Weisenberger with it. Pump fake. He was up to Dante Rodriguez. We saw limited minutes on last Monday against East Rouse Dolphins District Championship against. Elwood with it, though. Receives a pass. Back up to the top of Brandon. And they send it to Weisenberger with a nice look from three and puts it down. 34-28. Northampton with a lead. Kittle decides to take a look himself. He can't knock down the three. Rebound by Rodriguez. Northampton has certainly come ready to play.
Northampton only missed one three-point shot so far in the first half. A great turn. That's really why they are up with that 34-28 lead.
Elwood's trying to create something in the low post. They will be drawing a foul on Gabe Arizin. For the official, he always likes to contest on the third foul. St. Joe's up fourth. Inbound at the pole. On the low block. Gets a nice stupid score on Thompson. The ball. Kennel across half court. Dribbles with his right hand. That's the wall. To his left. Swing across court to Kyle Thompson. Looks from three. Puts it down. Nice response from Kyle Thompson. And he goes 2 for 2 from the 3-point line. He's got 11 points on the day.
That was a great read by Kinnell to go over to Thompson, and Thompson was just open, and he was able to get that knockdown three.
And Cole rocking to Kyrie Irving, the all-white, decides to send it up to the top. Rodriguez with it. Cross court pass to Weisenberg. That's an option. Throws up to Cole. A lot of swings around the perimeter. Derek Kinnell tips the pass, and it will go out of bounds and be Northampton ball. Good look, Derek Kinnell, another example of that defensive awareness.
Yeah, that was a great run and great team sight by Kinnell to go for it. Unfortunately, it had made a little contact with a couple of the Northampton players, but it did go out on Kinnell. But St. Joe's Prep, get the ball back, just not even 10 seconds.
Trevor Wall with good defense on Dante Rodriguez to force a travel violation. So down 5 with 37.8. Darius Kinnell receives the inbound pass. Hands it off the wall. It was right on the right side of the lane. And we get a foul called again on Dante Rodriguez. Team ace. His first foul. Wall will attempt a couple of free throws. His first two in this one-on-one. Puts it down. Good look for number 22. He has 11 points tied with Kyle Thompson for the leading scorer. Has a chance to break that mark and be the leading scorer with his next free throw. Can't find the bottom of the net. It'll knock off. And Weisenberg takes the rebound. Elwood with it. 25 seconds left. Guarded by Kinnell. Dribbles between his legs. Passes to the left to Cole. Got some nice looks from the sophomore today. They work it back around to Elwood. And taking a nice look, he puts down a three. 9-8-7. He steals it. A pass is headed for Kyle Thompson. Left-hand layup. He touches the bottom of the net on that one. 1 second left. Trevor Wall, half-court shot. Going to be high again. Northampton takes a 41-32 lead into the half. And the Concrete Kids have come out ready to play. You know, St. Joe's Prep had it. Looks like they were in this game early on in around the second quarter, but when St. Joe's Prep was not able to stop Elwood from the three-point line, that's really when St. Joe's Prep went down. That's why we have them down with a 41-32 lead going into halftime, Simon. But if they want to go, St. Joe's Prep wants to come back into this game, they just have to be cleaner around in the passing lane and go driving to the basket with the layup. And they definitely stop Elwood, who has 26 points just in the first half.
St. Joe's Prep on the offensive end had the help from Kyle Thompson to put down two threes. Trevor Wall, though, was the charge for the Hawks with four out of seven field goals made. So the sophomore having 11 points as well. We're going to take a quick break here on WSJP's presentation of St. Joe's Prep Hawks playoff basketball. When we return, the intermission report, as we have manager special with St. Joe's Prep basketball manager Ricky Weeps.
Sojourner Mancano, LLC is a litigation boutique dedicated to representing clients in criminal, civil, and administrative controversies. Mark Sojourner and Joseph Mancano are committed to a standard of excellence in the service of their clients and are consistently ranked among the best lawyers in local and national publications. They bring skills honed over decades of experience to resolve the most challenging legal problems. Call 215-925-2500 to contact Sojourner Mancano for more information. Go Prep!
History teacher Bill Connors, and you're listening to WSJP.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hawks Talk at the Half. I'm Simon Williams. At this time, bringing on Ricky Weeps, varsity basketball manager and WSJP extraordinaire for manager special. Nice little segment we have here on WSJP where we talk to the managers of the sports. Ricky, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Simon. Great to be back on the air again, and especially in the state playoffs up here.
So, a couple of guys with 11 points for St. Joe's Prep. That's Kyle Thompson and Trevor Wall. On the other end, Aiden Elwood has been near impossible to stop. 26 points, 90% from the field. What's going on with this guy? Why can't they defend him?
Well, I just talked with the manager at Northampton, and he said Elwood, he's pretty good. He shoots the lights out like this, but he hasn't shot this well in a long time. And I think that Hawks just need to keep him quiet in the second half if they want to come out with the victory in this one.
How come Hank Croswell hasn't been too loud? He had a couple of nice layups, but they couldn't seem to get the low block offense working with him too much.
Well, look, every time the Hawks got the ball into the post, it seemed the Concrete Kids swarmed around him, and there were a lot of hands in the middle, and that's what Ed Croswell does not like when he's in the post. And he's already not that good at passing it back out to his shooters. He had a couple of them in the first half, but he just does not like when people swarm him in the middle.
Now, before I let you go, Chris Arizin had some nice minutes off the bench, extended time. Talk about the decision to bring in the young guy.
Well, Chris Arizin's been out the last couple games with a wrist injury, so I think the fact that they brought him in this early in the game is maybe they want to downsize a little, especially with Gabe Arizin, his cousin, with three fouls already in the first half. He does bring that defensive presence, but they didn't like that shot he took in the corner early in the second quarter, so probably mostly for defense.
Sounds good to me. Thank you so much, Ricky, for your time. Let's bring back on John Lucci for Hawks Talk at the Half. John, you've been manning the numbers today. What have you noticed for St. Joe's Prep?
Well, despite St. Joe's Prep being down 41-32, Simon, at halftime, Kyle Thompson and Trevor Wall both have 11 points on the day, followed by Darius Kinnell and Ed Croswell both at five, but one player that St. Joe's Prep has not been able to put any points up on the board for probably the third game in a row is Gabe Arizin, their junior captain, and I know Gabe has been dealing with ankle injury here and there, but St. Joe's Prep is just going to have to figure out what he can do and put and contribute to the team if they want to get and be on top against this Northampton team who will not be slowing down in the second half, especially if Elwood continues what he's doing.
St. Joe's Prep hasn't been manning the offensive glass too hot either. Not many rebounds. That doesn't seem to be much of a focus. Maybe they're kind of more just getting back and helping out on defense. What's your take?
Yeah, I think it almost has to do with something that Ricky said about Ed Croswell being down there, being in the paint, being defended by the Concrete Kids defenders, and he's just not able to get his body on the board when the Hawks have that missed shot. But if they can figure out some way to work Croswell in and out and just get away from those defenders, I don't see why St. Joe's Prep cannot increase the rebound point in the going into the second half and come back with a big lead.
And Elwood on the other end, we talked about, I was Ricky, at least, the 90% shooting percentage from the field. Everyone else who's not knocked down a bucket for Northampton is also shooting 100% from the field. Two for two, one for one. So obviously the offense is catered towards Elwood, but these guys are still helping out when they get the pass.
Oh, for sure, Simon. Basketball, high school basketball, and any sport you play, it's a team sport. You have to build all your players into it. And despite Elwood leading with 26 points, his other players on the court with him are still doing a job for him to put those 26 up. And now Weisenberger has 7 points and Cole has 5, and that's pretty much the leading scorers for the Concrete Kids coming into halftime. But St. Joe's Prep is just going to have to figure out how to solve themselves on the defensive side, because the offense for St. Joe's Prep is almost there. And something that we really haven't seen in a while for St. Joe's Prep on offense, I'm just looking at the stat sheet right now, Kyle Thompson, he's 100% from the field goal, and that's something that we don't typically see from the senior.
But one thing on the defensive end, St. Joe's Prep has limited Northampton for offensive rebounds. They haven't knocked one down yet. They've been able to put one down on the stat sheet. So the defense side for St. Joe's Prep is keeping up to some extent.
Yeah, it is, and St. Joe's Prep is playing more of a press coverage and I saw it a little more towards the end of the second quarter, but the Hawks do have something on defense to show these Northampton, and they figure out something coming in and out at halftime. I wouldn't be surprised if Petey Morris has given his team a prep talk that he normally would say in this big game, and just calm down. We got this game in control. We're not down so big. There's time for us to come back.
Well said, John. So as St. Joe's Prep walks their way back onto the court with 2:40 remaining in the Hawks talk of the half, we're going to take a quick break. We return. A little bit less of coverage and the rest of St. Joe's Prep Hawks playoff basketball. You're listening to WSJP.
Alumni, parents, and friends of the Prep, are you grateful for a Prep education? Do you recognize the value that the Prep has provided for more than 160 years? If so, then the Prep needs your support. A gift to the Prep Fund ensures that today's students will benefit from our special brand of education, an education that develops the minds, hearts, souls, and characters. So give now. Together, we can show today's students the loyalty and commitment of our Prep family. Go to www.sjprep.org/giving to make a donation. That's www.sjprep.org/giving. When colleges see St. Joseph's Prep on a transcript, they take note. That's because for more than 165 years, the Prep has churned out well-educated, well-spoken, and well-rounded young men who thrive in the college setting. They know their way around an SAT test and around the city, because when it comes to college, both matter. Come see what we're all about. Schedule a Hawk Life visit today, or check us out online at www.sjprep.org. For the high school education you want and the edge you need, choose St. Joseph's Prep. College starts here.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen. Do it. Screams from the haters. Got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need the same music. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off broken, the school's closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose, everybody we rolling. Everybody we rolling.
Hi, this is Mr. Petrozelli, principal of St. Joe's Prep, and you're listening to WSJP.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, in Broadville, Pennsylvania, at Pleasant Valley High School for the CIAA 6A State Championship Tournament first round game between the St. Joe's Prep Hawks and the Northampton Concrete Kids. I'm Simon Williams. I'm joined by John Lee. Usually, as both teams get set and hear the horn, they're making their way back onto the court. It's been all about Aiden Elwood. The senior puts down bound lefty, improving on his 20 points per game average, and he has 26 today.
And that's one player St. Joe's Prep is just going to have to solve and figure out in the second half. They want to get back into the game.
So a foul will be called early on the floor. The Darius Kittle, his first foul. Team's first of the half. Well, should be called to start off the half. St. Joe's Prep fans weren't too happy with that one. On the other side, Cole puts down a three attempt, but no good. Torres with the right hand shot up. A foul will be called on his way up. That's Ed Croswell. He'll be charged with the foul.
That'll be Croswell's third foul today.
Torres, who started the game for the Concrete Kids, didn't see too much playing time, though, at the end of the first quarter and start of the second. He starts the second half. Can't knock down the first free throw. Can't put down the second either. So St. Joe's Prep helped out a little bit by the opponent. Trevor Wall gets the rebound and comes the other way. Hand off to Gabe Harrison. The big defeat in the big Ed Crossball. Tips around. Second hand shot. It's good.
And that's just the first thing of adjustment in the second half for St. Joe's Prep. Ed Crossball just working his way around the better in the perimeter and around the paint. And he was able to get to his offensive rebound and put it back in for St. Joe's Prep, something that we were not able to see in the first half.
A lot of motion still around the perimeter for Northampton. St. Joe's Prep wearing their visiting blue jerseys. Northampton countering with the home white. Gabe Harrison playing good defense on Weisenberger. He gets the pass to Blue, skating back and forth. And it's Elwood with it on the near side. Guarded by Kittle. Gets a screen from Torres.
They're going to call a foul on Ed again. As it looked like he was set up to try and take a charge.
Ed has been beat up badly.
That's going to be his third foul on the day, Simon Furr, the big fella. And he's just going to have to figure it. Vinko's prep, actually, sorry. Excuse me, that'll be his second foul on the day for the big fella. And it's just something that Vinko's prep is going to have to figure out if they want to have the big man in for the rest of the head game.
And a shot on the near side, a long two, won't fall. A foul will be called on the offensive end. So St. Joe's Prep is going to take it on the low baseline.
That'll be Weisenberg's second foul on the day if St. Joe's Prep moves their way back in.
Ed Croswell with it on the low block, extended. One dribble, almost picked up by a double team. Sends it out to Thompson. To his left, to Kittle. Swings over to the side of Gabe Harrison. Three, no good. Rebound picked up by Croswell. Nice feed to Trevor Wall. They had a double team on Ed Croswell. And he found Trevor Wall with ease. On the other end, Elwood passes to Elwood. It's tipped around. Defense good by Darius Kinnell. He's keeping up with him. Croswell picked him up with a double team. Nice rotation around to Torres. They try and send a pass for Cole, but it's no good. Croswell picking up the loose ball. He's been well aware on the defensive end today.
Yeah, he's had a great second, just beginning of the second half, or just about three minutes into the second half. And, Simon, this is a totally different St. Joe's Prep team on the offense and defensive, especially in the rebound game. I love what I see from the Hawks so far in the second half.
And substitution is set for Northampton. Rodriguez checks back in. H. Wall on the other end, who tries to put up a left-hand shot. Elwood takes it instead, and it's almost lost again. Elwood finds it back right in, layup at Wall. 43 points on the day for Northampton. Elwood has 28 of them. St. Joe's Prep looking for an answer. Sends out the for three, rolls to the baseline. Sends back out the area, still finds fouls off on the left side. And draws up calling for it. Two drip steps, and a foul will be called. Dante Rodriguez. Looks like he was the foul that was going to be called. And it will be charged. His second foul. Torres will be left in.
Now, as Croswell was calling Kyle Thompson to go for the ball, so he posted up in the basket, it was a great move by Thompson to go through the drive and draw the foul and put the kid in foul trouble.
So Kyle Thompson with a look out of the inbound from three and puts it down.
Kyle Thompson with his third three and his third make. St. Joe's Prep down by four. Dante Rodriguez at the point guard position, guarded by Trevor Wall. Dribbles to his left, pass to Cole.
Swings wrap back around to the top. Dante with it. Two dribbles, works it on the perimeter. Sends it in. It's Cole on the outside now. Guarded by Thompson. He's lost. They try and feed it into Josh Smith, who comes back in the last substitution. It's tipped by Croswell. Out on the wall. Over to Harrison. Pulling from three. No good. He can't find that today. Croswell with a nice rebound. Goes up on him. And they'll call a blocking foul on Cole. And Croswell will head to the line.
And this is a great performance in the second half for Ed Croswell. He was quiet in the first half, but Croswell has made a big performance in the second half to make a name for himself. And that's really why St. Joe's Prep has come back in this game.
Croswell will attempt a couple free throws here. Get St. Joe's Prep to 40 points on the day. Only down three now. Ed has eight. Second one falls as well. Nice performance for the big fella. As Cole is inbounding to Rodriguez. Northampton has utilized their bench well today. Elwood just takes the bounce pass. Right by Kennel. Dante Rodriguez to the screen. Also give and go action as Rodriguez has it guarded by Wall. Back to Elwood. Pulls up for three. Good defense by Kennel. Somebody can't knock down the three. His only his second missed field goal of the day. As Harris on the other end, an open look in the corner. Short. Another bad three-point attempt for Harris, and he has not found his stroke from the yacht in the arc today. An open look for Weisenberger. No good. Back and forth, this game has gone. But still a two-point lead for Concrete Kids. Kennel with a little skip into that lane, right-hand lay off the backboard. Can't make it, but a foul will be called. Nice look as Croswell is grabbing his right thigh. He looks to be okay, but a timeout will be called. Kyle, Darius, Trevor, Big Ed, catch a breather. John, take your prep up, as you mentioned, really fought back into this.
They really have, Simon. And one stat I love seeing right now that stands out from all the other stats on the sheet for St. Joe's Prep, five steals for St. Joe's Prep and for the Hawks, and all those five steals came in the second half so far. And that's really why St. Joe's Prep has been able to utilize and execute to get those points off those turnovers and steals against the kids. And that's how we find ourselves with just St. Joe's Prep down by two, getting ready to get an inbound pass from Gabe Harrison.
The teams make their way back onto the field. St. Joe's Prep fans try to cheer their way for their boys back into the state playoffs. The win here, St. Joe's Prep would advance to the second round for the first time in 2013, and they made it all the way to the semifinals before losing to the eventual champion, Chester High School, led by Rondé Hollis Jefferson. Cole out of the inbound. can't put down a three. Darius Kittle had an option for a fast break. To Trevor. Crosswell screaming for it. Kittle puts a three. No good. Elbow with a rebound.
Just a little too much power on the shot from Kittle. The shot was there, but he just put it, had a little extra push to it.
Elwood with dribble around the perimeter. Kittle with excellent defense on their guard so far. Ooh, they're going to call it a foul. That's a little bit of a ticky-tack call. But Kittle with the body on Elwood will make Darius Kittle have three fouls.
I don't agree with the call there by the official, but this is where St. Joe's Prep is going to have to figure out how they're going to utilize Kittle now with three fouls, two more, and they're going to have their best shooter out of the game.
The first team all-Catholic selection certainly is a key component to the St. Joe's Prep team. But it's Weisenberger with it. Fastwood cutting Ellswood, but Croswell with a big swat. Extended out to Ellswood for three. He tries to respond. No good. That's a chance. No good either. To go out of bounds and maintain Northampton possession. Good awareness by John Smith to come in and try and tip it around.
Dante Rodriguez inbounds from the right baseline. Jumping jack for Wallace, trying to stop it.
In the back court. Guarded by Chris Arizin.
Sends to Rodriguez, by right wall. Over to Smith. Back over to Weisenberger. Good defense. Over to Ellsberg. Kittle again with the defense. The hand extended in a Heisman of smooth of court. Ellsberg tries to break out of that defense and put down a three. Can't knock it down. He's been 0 for 2 in his last couple of threes. Still with 28 points. Nice performance so far. Responds to the defenseman with a tip and a steal. Ellsworth's been all over the place today. Northampton in the fast break. Right-hand shot. Hooker knocks it down. Weisenberg. He led his concrete kids with 17 last game, and he forced his St. Joe's Prep to take a timeout after his right-hand hook shot on the low block. Gives them a 45-41 lead with 1:35 remaining in the third quarter.
You know, St. Joe's Prep, Simon, has had a great second, third quarter here, but they haven't been able to put a successful basket up just in the past couple minutes, but the momentum's there for St. Joe's Prep. They just have to execute with a better shot and calm down the pace because they're only down 4 points, and now they might come into going into the fourth quarter with down by a couple points, but they have the momentum they can build on going into the fourth quarter.
1:35 remains. Here in the third quarter, play here from Pleasant Valley. Kyle Thompson, Ed Croswell, Chris Arizin, Darius Kittle, and Trevor Waller are the five on the floor. Darius Kittle crosses the half court. Dribbles to his right. Once Kyle Thompson to curl to his left. Ball goes to Trevor Waller with it, receives it in the corner. Started well, and will draw a foul on the right hand. Floater doesn't fall, but he gets two shots instead.
Great job there by Waller to draw the foul. They're going to play number 14, Smith, the foul trouble if you want, but they're getting close to that extra bonus
for St. Joe's Prep. First shot hits off the front side of the rim. That will be no good. He has not shot too hot today from the free throw line. 20%, 1 for 5. Would be his sixth shot of the day. Try to get to 16 points. As he does, he knocks down the second of two. Gets him 16 points. He's the Hawks' leading scorer. Rodriguez dribbles with it. Guarded by Wall.
Good defense. Lateral motion well for Wall as Cole takes it.
The handoff to Spencer Cole, the sophomore. A lot of good time for number 15 today.
Pump break. They dish it back out to Cole. Dribbles in the lane. Mismatch on it. Croswell can't get it to fall. A good second chance opportunity by Josh Smith. Gary Still quickly starts the other way, puts a layup, but he draws a foul instead. So hey, if you can't make the bucket, you got to make the free throws. As Kittle, the grimaces as he comes up after taking a hard fall to the deck.
Yeah, Kittle fell down to the ground hard, but Kittle making a potential two free throws here. He can put the Hawks down by one with just 52.2 seconds left.
45-42 with as you mentioned, 52 seconds remaining. First one is good for Groovy D. Gilliard comes back in as Tyrese Brand also checked back in. Small lineup for Northampton. The second runs the front and back to the rim before hitting the bottom of the net. So St. Joe's Prep down one with 50 seconds left here in the third quarter of play. We're at Bud Kelly High School for the CIAA 6-8 first round. Ellenberg with it, pulls up the lefty, can't knock down a three. He's gone 0-for-3 from that mark. Good defense by the Hawks on him. Chris Harrison in the look from three. One dribble, steps in. He's got to go back out to Kennel. Looking at the clock. 30 seconds left. He's got Kennel on the right side open. He's got Wall around the perimeter. And to his left side, he's got Chris Harrison. Harrison decides to go down the baseline. Ed Croswell picked up in a double team. And they're going to call Kyle Thompson for a travel. They're going to say Kyle Thompson had a travel violation. So with 21.1, Northampton gets the ball back.
And that's something that St. Joe's Prep did not want to have to happen. And that's Thompson's fourth turnover on the day. But if the Hawks can get something, maybe it's still here, they can help themselves.
Ellen Elwood with it. They swing it around to Cole. Up top to Weisenberger. He dribbles. Back to Elwood. He wants a shot from three. The dry spell continues. So with 4 seconds left, Croswell has it. It's an air ball to the left. Chris Harrison could have had a nice reverse with a couple more seconds. And assistant coach Keith Morris did not like the decision making as he threw up his papers and let it fall. Made it rain a little bit there on the sideline, but still, St. Joe's Prep has some work to do. In the fourth quarter, only down one. We're going to take a quick breather. This is WSJP, St. Joe's Prep Student Broadcasting Club Radio, only on blogtalkradio.com/WSJP. Prep down one, heading into the fourth. Hey, yo, be-
What's up, everybody? I'm Frank Raffa, teacher of Spanish and French at
the
Prep,
and
you're listening to W.
Pleasant Valley High School location for the CIAA 6-8 first round. I'm Simon Williams, joined by John Lewis, down by one. St. Joe's Prep heads into the fourth quarter. Starting five on the floor, and Croswell in the low block, right-hand layup on three, and Big Ed with a key bucket to start the fourth quarter of play for the Hawks.
Croswell continuing with a great second half performance here for the Hawks, and he's really their main
reason
why they are up now, one point up now.
A foul will be called on the other end. An off-ball foul will be charged on Trevor Wall, his first. You might have heard the PA announcer say team's fifth, so they're in all right position if they want to maintain this tight game. St. Joe's Prep up one after the play. 7 minutes, 17 seconds left as Elwood with it. Kicks it out to Dante Rodriguez. They swing it around to Mike Torres. Back to Rodriguez. A little give and go. Heads to the lane. Bounce pass to Torres. Bump fake. Sends it into a cutting. Weisenberger puts up a right-hand layup. He makes the layup, but a foul will be called on the floor, canceling out the main bucket. Foul and B on Gabe Arizin. His fourth. Team's sixth.
And with Arizin going in with his foul cover right now, I wouldn't be surprised if Speedy Morris put Chris Arizin, his cousin, into the game just to calm down the junior forward.
He has not had a great day on the offensive end, and four fouls to his name on the other side doesn't help much too either. So Dante Rodriguez guarded well by Trevor Wall. I keep restating that because he has been the defensive force all game. Hands it off to Elwood, guarded by Kinnell. Kinnell also defensively aware, waits a screen from Torres. Elwood pulls up from three, can't make it. He's had a bit of a struggle from three, and that's
certainly helps St. Joe's Prep. He's had 28 points. He's had a four-minute scoring drought. Now, Simon, Elwood only missed one three-point shot in the first half. Now he's 6-for-12 in from the entire game. The St. Joe's Prep has definitely calmed down, and that was one of my big keys coming into the second half, and the Hawks have been able to execute on that.
Kittle takes two hard dribbles into the lane, misses a layup, but will head to the line and shoot a couple, drawing a foul. St. Joe's Prep has been adept at drawing those fouls, John.
They really have, and they're in the bonus right now. They're shooting 1-1 here on out in the game, and if you put Darius Kent off of the line, Simon, the Hawks are going to find themselves in a pretty good position.
Oh. Kittle out of the inbound. Commits a missed three. But it's Croswell with a nice rebound look. As timeout will be called and is knocked out of bounds. St. Joe's Prep with the same possession. So St. Joe's Prep has a chance to talk things over. We're going to keep it here, though. John, this back-and-forth contest has really been one of the first of the season so far for St. Joe's Prep. They've had some moments of tight games throughout the season, I think, of Haverford School and the one loss in the non-conference for St. Joe's Prep at home. But that was Haverford pulled away at the end. This game has been tight for the last three quarters.
It really has, Simon. Despite St. Joe's Prep not playing the best in the second quarter, they were still in this game. This game reminds me of the Newman Moretti game St. Joe's Prep played in the CCL quarterfinals, where the Hawks beat the Saints down in South Philly. But that game, St. Joe's Prep was having a back-and-forth game between the Saints. And this is really the same thing here now against the kids. But St. Joe's Prep obviously having a big game with those five players on the defensive side and able to execute on those.
And, John, they've kept Elwood in check these last couple of quarters. And if they don't want to win the game, they lock down their best score. How come St. Joe's Prep has been so solid in the defensive end that way?
And they have, Simon. And they've just cleaned up their defensive side, guarding Elwood better and not making him get the easy shot. He's 6-for-12 now from the three-point line. And I said before we took the end of the third quarter that St. Joe's Prep only made him miss one three-pointer in the first half. And now he has six total missed three-pointers.
So referees are consulting on the call. It's still St. Joe's Prep ball. Gabe Erickson inbound to the left side. Packs the ball. Gets the motion. They send it out. They punt it, essentially, to Darius Kinnell. Almost at half court. Hand off to Erickson, who curled around baseline. Works his way around from top to the wall into Big Ed. They find Gabe Erickson for an open three. He knocks it down. Gabe Erickson with his first bucket of the day, and it's a big three-pointer. St. Joe's Prep, a four-point lead with 5:47 on the clock.
Big three-point shot there by Gabe Erickson. Now, St. Joe's Prep can find a way to get involved a little bit more on the offensive side. St. Joe's Prep can build this lead and hopefully get them into more of a breathing space. They're only up by four, but they also, with Simon, they want to win. They're going to have to get Erickson involved, but have to stop Elwood because when it gets down to the grind time, Elwood could be one of their worst enemies.
Sophomore Spencer Cole sets ahead of the line after a foul committed on Trevor Wall, his second, team seven, so it's a 1-1. And he makes the first, so he'll get a second. His first two free throw attempts on the day. Makes it. St. Joe's Prep holds a 2-point lead with 5:40. Tyrese Brandon back in for the Concrete Kids. Wall with it on the far side. Up to Kendall, to Thompson. Bounce pass to the left side. Gabe Harris a pump fake. Dribble to his right. Guarded by Weisenberger. Cross court to Wall. Wall looking for some help. He gets Thompson on the right side around the perimeter. That's four out, one in set for St. Joe's Prep. They kick it out to Thompson. Pull up. Three. No good. It's Torres bodied Harrison to box him out and get a rebound. Thompson's first missed three of the day. He's shooting 4-for-6. That's 66% from the floor. Elwood to Torres to Cole on the left side, the sophomore. A lot of great minutes for him today. Up to Weisenberger, guarded by Gabe Harrison. And St. Joe's Prep fans wanted an off-ball foul on Brandon. No call still. Weisenberger pulled up from three on the right side. He puts it down. The three-point drought ends
for Northampton. So 12 points from Weisenberger, the last three of which have come from that tray, gives them the lead. 50-49, 4:25 on the clock. Sends it out the wall. He wants a three of his own. He gets it. Trevor Wall. Sophomore Trevor Wall makes his third three of the day. He's got a team high 19.
Cole to his right. Elwood guarded by Kinnell. Back to Cole. The Torres at the top. We haven't seen the big man out there too much. Except for setting screen. And they pass to the right. Get to Elwood. Draws around the corner. Pulls up. Three. That's Cole. They dish it out. Kinnell with a good rebound. And they're going to knock. It's knocked out of bounds. They're going to say Darius Kinnell knocked it out of bounds. Speedy wants it over the back ball.
And that wasn't a great call there by the officials. And it's a controversial call. And it might be one of the big calls to put to the end. And Northampton goes up and ties the game.
Michael Torres gets his first 2 points and ties it up. Basket from Torres with just under 340 remaining.
Makes it a tie game.
Kinnell with it. And he will be called for the offensive foul. He did a lot of dribbling on the right side. He's going to be charged with the offensive foul. I thought it was going to be a defensive foul there, but still.
I'm not wearing the stripes today, John. Not my call.
Yeah, you know, Simon, I agreed with you on that call. It should have been a defensive foul.
Elwood on the baseline, kicks it out to Weisenberg for three. Pump fake, rolls to the right side, Weisenberg by a ball.
Timeout for St. Joe's Prep. Once up six, now down two. 3:09 remains. St. Joe's Prep down 54-52. Just when St. Joe's Prep thought they had a handle on things, Northampton responds.
Yeah, Northampton's going to respond throughout this entire game. St. Joe's Prep is going to be playing the biggest 3 minutes and 9 seconds of their entire high school career. Right now, Simon, they want to go on to the next round of the state tournament, and they're going to know these kids are not going to let down. They're going to put a fight up until that final buzzer goes up, and the Hawks need to do the same.
So I would imagine it's the same contingent on the floor, potentially minus Gabe Arizin. He has notable foul trouble. I think his prep actually has a foul advantage. They are down a foul, 8 fouls for Northampton is 7 for the prep. So St. Joe's prep would shoot 2, and 1-1 for Northampton, though. So they have a foul to give if necessary.
Now, St. Joe's prep is just going to hope that all the success and all the knowledge that Steve Martin has in his 50 years of coaching will come out of it. And hopefully go on their side and hope to get that lead back up and get that win for St. Joe's Prep. Probably this might be one of the biggest wins in program history just since 2013.
This is only the third time in Speedy Morris' tenure St. Joe's Prep has been the PIAA playoffs.
And chance here to go to the second round. Kyle Thompson. Up to Croswell, pump fake. He wants some help. Hands it off the wall. Sends it over to Kinnell on the left side. Almost double team. Go to Wall for three. No good. Rebound by Weisenberger. That's. Kinnell almost called for a foul there. The other side charging through Tyrese Brandon. He has the ball, hands it off to Elwood, picked up by Kinnell. A lot of rotation, the defensive member, St. Joe's Prep. Elwood dishes to Torres, and they're going to call a travel. Instead of taking the layup himself, Elwood tried to get fancy and get the assist. Torres couldn't put up a shot before moving his feet. So St. Joe's Prep benefits from a turnover.
That's big for St. Joe's Prep, and they're going to have to exceed and execute on this and go up big if they want to tie this game right now. Darius Kinnell.
Kinnell with it at the top of the key, hands it off to Thompson. Back up to Kinnell. He's got an option to his left. That's Gabe Arizin. Trouble Wall also up in the perimeter. Kinnell pulls up from three. Blast!
Darius Kinnell. Ruby puts down a three, and St. Joe's Prep has a 1-point lead.
Despite Kinnell being only 2-for-7 from the 3-point line, he just made one of the biggest shots of the game so far for the Hawks.
That first team all Catholic with a big three is Elwood. The first team all league collection. The other end trying to get fancy. Pulls up from three with Owen. It's Brick.
gets a foul and one. Second chance bucket, puts up a shot. Gets his 4 points and an and one. 56-55, 1:40 on the clock. St. Joe's Prep down.
That's Crawford's third foul on the day. He's not in big foul trouble compared to Gabe Harrison, but he just made probably one of the biggest rebounders of the day.
His eighth defensive rebound, he has double-double.
It's 11 points on the board.
Trevor Wall with a three. They've been quick on offense, and a three gives St. Joe's Prep the 2-point lead with 1:20 remaining. And Elwood with it. Triple by Cleon Brandon. They're going to call a foul on Darius Kinnell, blowing through the screen.
Kinnell will now find himself in foul trouble with four fouls, but there's no need for Speedy Martin to take out one of their best players in this game. Now it's going to be an interesting 1 minute and 18 seconds to see if Kinnell gets that extra fifth foul. Hopefully he doesn't.
Brandon with his third shot, misses it. Elwood gets it out for number four. Sends it over to Cole. Sending it over to Elwood. Open three. And knock it down. Brandon with a rebound. Scored by front defenders. And he draws the foul again. He'll head to the line and shoot a couple more. Kyle Thompson is charged with the foul. His first foul, team's 10th. .107 remaining, ladies and gentlemen. 58-56, Tyrese Brandon. He's the biggest free throws of his career. Young Boston puts down the first.
He shot 2 for 4 today. Chance for the 51 here. Got to make it. Third made free throw and third point. No lane violations. Fans won the Raptors. And Toronto, they didn't end up calling it.
A lane violation will be charged to Ed Croswell. So Brandon gets another free throw. That last one will count as null and void.
So even though he missed it, he gets a chance to put one down again. Croswell not liking that call. St. Joe's Prep coaches wanted that to be on Northampton. He misses the free throw. They're going to call a foul. Put it on Mike Torres, though. Ed Croswell commits a foul zone, and then on the other end, he gets fouled. So he'll shoot a couple. That's Torres' third foul. Team's ninth.
And that's because St. Joe's Prep is going to have to stick together right here, go down to the fundamentals and say, we've been working for this the entire season. We have the talent. 106 remaining in the Hawks are by 1 point awaiting the free throw shot from Croswell as both teams go to the bench as Northampton calls a timeout.
So Ed Croswell out of the timeout will take a 1-1 opportunity. He's 3 for 6 from the day. That's 50%, and the team is shooting 58.3, 10 for 18 on the day from the free throw line. They've been pretty solid. They'll miss the first and make the second, but in this one-on-one situation, he probably needs to make the first to make the second.
He definitely will, and it's going to be the two biggest free throws of Croswell's career here at the Prep 2 years, therefore from the senior center, who will be going out to LaSalle University next year. But St. Joe's Prep, like I said, he's at the state of the fundamentals. They got the talent. They just got to stop Elwood and Weinsberg going in when the kids get the ball back.
You're listening to WSJP, your home for St. Joe's Prep basketball. I'm Simon Williams, joined by John Liuzzi with 106. St. Joe's Prep is up 58-57 in the first round of the PIAA 6A state playoffs. For the win, St. Joe's Prep will face either Harrisburg or Abingdon in the second round. Time and location TBD. Croswell at the line, shooting the front end of a 1-1. Big Ed puts down the free throw, so he'll shoot his eighth opportunity today. Chance to make it 5 for 8. He's improved so much on his free throw percentage. Being a consistent 1 of 2 or even 2 for 2 on the free throws, he misses the back end. So with 59 seconds
Brandon has a look. They kick it out to Wise. Good. Crosso with the rebound. St. Joe's Prep up 2 points with 50 seconds remaining. Kittle going to walk across half court. Try to hold this as long as they can. No shot clock. They can hold it if they want to. Walk over to the baseline. Reverse layup. It's almost blocked by Torres, but a foul will be called instead. Northampton does not like that call.
Yeah, great job there by Wall to draw the foul. Now, St. Joe's Prep gets up. He doesn't get these two free throws from Wall. You just have to be excellent and exceptional on defense. And St. Joe's Prep has had a great second half on defense, Simon. That's really why we see them up with 2 points.
Wall shooting two here. Shooting 56% on the line today. May make it to the front. 60-57. With 40 seconds left, Brandon subs out. Jack Gould, the sophomore, saw a couple substitutions early. This free throw is key. He makes it here, and it's a 4-point game. That means St. Joe's Prep can give up a three and no foul, and they still have a lead. But he misses it. So with 38 seconds left, St. Joe's Prep has a 3-point lead. Darius Hill, Gordon Youngwood, still on the right side. He wants a three, no good. Or no good, rather. For a second, the first second time, he makes a three. He just got a cool big three of his own. Short. Good defense by the Hawks. A shot attempt from three. Good as well. With 15.9. St. Joe's Prep.
Stop. 4-3 attempts on this possession.
Wow, Simon, that's some great defense here by St. Joe's Prep. You go to the line. Gabe Harrison going up. He can make this game big. As Torres fouls out of the game.
Tyler Gilliard will check that in for the concrete. He's in place of Mike Torres.
And since the foul is charged on Torres, he'll sub out, fouling out. Gabe Harrison heads the line. 2-2, he makes the first. He has 4 points on the day after the 1-3 he made, and now the free throw. Second shot is good. St. Joe's Prep up 62-57 with 15.9. And a full timeout is charged. And St. Joe's Prep, after a lot of doubt, just within this game, has played some of their best defense of the year.
They really have, Simon. And St. Joe's Prep has worked so hard to get into the state playoff tournament. They're up 62-57 right now. 15.9 seconds away from advancing to the second round of this tournament. And they just had a great second half against this Northampton team, who did not really slow down in the second half. They just were not able to get the shot, and they were not able to rely on their best player, Elwood, in the second half.
St. Joe's Prep, the defense on Elwood has been key. He was lighting it up. He has 28 points. He hasn't scored in the fourth quarter. He has only one bucket in the third, so they really adjusted well on the cut-down commit.
They have, Simon, and that was my big key coming into the game with St. Joe's Prep. Coming into the second half specifically, that they're going to have to stop Elwood, and they did that in the second half. And that's really why, along with Crosswell being having a big second half, and those five steals on defense, why the Hawks are up.
So Northampton inbounds on the left side. Still, you're pulling from three. It's short. Darius Hill holding it with seven, six, five, four, three. The clock is ticking, and he'll dribble it out. St. Joe's Prep wins this one, 62-57, and they advance for the first time in the state playoffs since 2013. What a win here at Pleasant Valley. And in the biggest game of their careers, St. Joe's Prep Hawks take home the victory. Trevor Wall is without a doubt the MVP of today's game with 23 points, but 8 for 14 from the field. God, he was everything for the Hawks team today.
And he really was, Simon. Wall has had a great year as part of sophomore year. He started on as a sixth man for the Hawks. He came into the starting lineup around mid-season, and he has not regretted Speedy Morris's. Speedy Morris, he's not made Speedy Morris regret that decision. And Trevor Wall, 23 points on the day.
one player that probably the kids did not think they had to worry about, and that's really what the Hawks took advantage of. And that's really why St. Joe's Prep won 62-57.
We'll take a quick break here on WSJP and return. We just did it. We got Prep Post Game Live coming up. The St. Joe's Prep with the win. John and I will be breaking down with our final thoughts. St. Joe's Prep with the win, 62-57. We're listening to WSJP, St. Joe's Prep Student Broadcasting Club Radio.
When colleges see St. Joseph's Prep on a transcript, they take note. That's because for more than 165 years, the Prep has churned out well-educated, well-spoken, and well-rounded young men who thrive in the college setting. They know their way around an SAT test and around the city, because when it comes to college, both matter. Come see what we're all about. Schedule a Hawk Life visit today, or check us out online at www.sjprep.org. For the high school education you want and the edge you need, choose St. Joseph's Prep. College starts here. Alumni, parents, and friends of the Prep, are you grateful for a Prep education? Do you recognize the value that the Prep has provided for more than 160 years? If so, then the Prep needs your support. A gift to the Prep Fund ensures that today's students will benefit from our special brand of education, an education that develops the minds, hearts, souls, and characters. So give now. Together, we can show today's students the loyalty and commitment of our Prep family. Go to www.sjprep.org/giving to make a donation. That's
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Pleasant Valley High School. I'm Simon Williams, joined by John Lee, who's the USAC. St. Joe's Prep Student Broadcasting Club Radio. John, what a game for St. Joe's Prep today.
It might be one of the biggest wins on the season, and it is one of the biggest wins on the season. Maybe one of the biggest wins in program history. And just in the past couple of years, St. Joe's Prep, Simon, what a performance from St. Joe's Prep today. They might have came in as the underdogs, but the underdogs were the hungrier dogs, and that's why they came out with the biggest win, 62-57.
Like we say with the Eagles, go Birds. The Hawks, Birds of their own, they're doing pretty well, too. Trevor Ball, as I mentioned before I went to break, has been the cog in this machine for St. Joe's Prep. 23 points, but he wasn't alone. Double-digit performances from Ed Croswell, who had a double-double. Kyle Thompson as well. Darius Kittle with 10. It was well done on the offense, and they got the ball moving a lot.
And that's one thing that St. Joe's Prep has to continue going into the state tournament as they advance to the second round. They have to have this equal offense, share the ball all around. You can't be just one player taking all the shots. And for the past two games for St. Joe's Prep, last week against Frankfurt and this week against Northampton, they've been able to even out their offense. And it came out to their advantage. St. Joe's Prep, Simon, I just can't get over how big of a game and how well of a second half St. Joe's Prep had. The Hawks were down big in coming into halftime, and they were able to execute and come out with a big win. And it really had besides Trevor Wall, Ed Croswell, he had a great beginning part of the third quarter, and that's really why the Hawks were able to build up on it.
And on the other end, they kept guys in check. I'm talking about Elwood, 20-point score today for the Concrete Kids. Chris Harrison is coming off the bench.
He does, Simon. And Chris Harrison hasn't played a lot of minutes in the past couple games due to some wrist problems. But when he's in that game, Speedy Morris has an extra weapon that he can take on the field. And his defense is just exceptional. He was able to calm down the style of play for the Hawks, give Gabe Harrison a breather when he was not playing his best. But I do want to talk about Gabe Harrison, the junior forward. He was 1-for-4 from the 3-point line here today. But just getting that 1 3-point shot successful maybe will boost his confidence going to the second round. And this one player that St. Joe's Prep has going to have to rely on.
Now, we obviously don't know the opponent for the Hawks, but they have a chance to play either Harrisburg or Abington in the second round. Now, speaking specifically about the Prep, what challenges do you foresee this team in the next couple days regrouping and getting their plans set for Wednesday?
Well, they're definitely going to have to reduce the amount of turnovers just coming into the next game. I think that's what I'm saying. Throughout all the games, they were close to double digits, 9 turnovers to be exact. And that's something that St. Joe's Prep just needs to clean up on the offensive side because they reduce the turnover. That's more points, potential points to put up on the board.
Well put. So for John Liuzzi, Ricky Weeks over at Manager Special, I'm Simon Williams saying thank you so much for tuning in to this presentation of St. Joe's Prep Hawks playoff basketball. St. Joe's Prep will resume playoff play on Wednesday, March 14th. Location TBD against either Abington or Hershey High Schools. But for now, St. Joe's Prep can revel in the fact that they're headed to the second round of the state playoffs for the first time since 2013. Final score here from Pleasant Valley, 62-57. Your Hawks of St. Joe's Prep take home the W. Thanks so much for tuning in to WSJP. Have a good night.
You're listening to WSJP, your home for St. Joe's Prep Sports year-round, only on Blog Talk Radio.